Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios to talk about H2O, helping to overcome, is the president of that organization, Jill Gould. How are you, Jill?
I'm fine, thank you.
And Bill Fleming, the vice president. How are you, Bill?
Great.
Great. Now, I've got to admit, I'm brand new to this H2O, or helping to overcome. How long has this organization been in existence?
About a year. We've been working about 3 years trying to get this ready. We're a nonprofit, and it took a lot longer than we expected to get through that process. But we started last year about this time. We received a YAC grant from the Community Foundation, and that's what got us started. And we started this because I'm a foster adoptive parent, and so are two of the other women in our group. And we just have had a really hard time finding services for kids up here. And I'm sure there are many people that feel that way. So we decided that we would come up with our own. Okay. And being a former teacher and student assistance program coordinator, I've worked with kids. Bill's a former counselor and therapist.
I was going to say, you both worked with kids.
So right.
This is a natural thing for you then.
Yeah, and we were just bored in our retirement, I guess.
Oh, to be. Putting it to good use, your time then. Well, let's talk. What is the goal of H2O?
H2O is, we put this program together to try to help some kids before they got over that threshold of in trouble with the law, in trouble with school personnel, getting kicked out, and we're just trying to put some programs together. It's a 10-week program. We've got every week we meet with the kids for a couple hours, and we do it like an adventure therapy kind of thing. Activities that help them understand themselves, how to understand others, how to get along, team building activities, skill building activities, and it's worked real well. We're in our third 10-week session starting tonight.
Wow. Okay. Right. So it's coming up very soon then. Yeah. So I was going to say, the sessions continue on now. When this 10-week session is over, you'll have another one coming up, or how does that work?
We do two a year. One at this time of the year, and then we did one last fall. So two 10-week sessions and different kids in each session. And we've been targeting middle school students at this point. At one time, we thought we would start with high school, but I think the middle school, you catch them a little earlier, can help them deal with some of these issues. And a lot of this is friendship, getting along with each other, recognizing what they need to do to be successful.
All right. Now, you said you're into your third session, so obviously there is a need for this out there.
Correct.
Yeah. About how many students or how many children do you have at each of the sessions?
We start out with 10.
Okay.
This time we're starting out with 11. Wow. We've had to turn away a couple this time, but we're trying to keep the group small enough so that we can really interact personally with them and share some things closely.
Okay. Now, is there a cost for this for the children?
No cost.
No cost. Okay.
It's, or their families.
Or their families. It's totally funded by gifts from our local Elks and Kiwanis and Quota, and they've helped out us quite a bit. Goodwill.
Now, you said you're targeting, that middle school class. Now, is it open to anyone in the listening area, or is this for Iosco County?
We're in Tawas right now.
Okay.
But it doesn't necessarily have to stay in Tawas. We did a presentation up in Oscoda, and they would like us to do a group up there. But there's only four of us, and we're all retired, and we don't want to work every day.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. If we find out we don't have enough kids in the middle school in Tawas, maybe we would go to another school then at a future time.
Okay. Now, is there a registration process that they need to go through?
Usually the parents are people that the principals have had contact with in the school, and they inform them of this community group. And if they're interested, they give them the brochure and the card and call Bill, and they register with him.
Okay.
And we had one mom call that just knew of our program and registered her middle school child this time. So it doesn't have to be that it's somebody that the principals are dealing with at school, but if the parents recognize that this could be a good program for their kid, they're certainly welcome to call and do that.
Now, besides for you and Bill, who else is a part of the program?
I'm Barb Hunter and Amy Ornatowski.
Okay. And they have the same kind of background as you two?
Well, Barb was a teacher at Aranac Eastern and did the student assistance program there. And she's also a foster and adoptive mom. And Amy's an adoptive mom, but she's our business person.
I see. All right. So just the four of you that make up the entire staff?
Yes, it is.
At this time. We're hoping to find some extra bodies and tag along and maybe expand the program even. We could share our program with somebody if they want to take it over and do it with us. But funding is a big issue. One of the things we do is take these kids down to a high ropes, high challenge rock wall climbing at Genesee ISD and, to bus them down there and the cost for the day. But it's an astronomical program they have down there, and the kids come back grinning. It's just for more reasons than one. Their self-esteem, their self-image, their strengths, how they feel about themselves or what they've done down there.
They've been pushed beyond their limits down there, and they really feel good about themselves when they make even minor attempts at some of the stuff they have there. It's pretty challenging.
Wow, terrific program. Now, if anybody's interested in learning more, how do they get more information about the H2O program?
They could contact the school, and the school would put them in touch with us.
Okay.
Unless they know us personally.
Yeah. All right. The Helping to Overcome program. Find out through your school more about this information. And you mentioned fundraising. Are you doing that ongoing, or is there certain things you do for fundraising?
We're planning on having a hunter's raffle for October.
Okay.
We're going to do a pop-up and trail camera and things because we know a lot of people around here are into that.
All right. We
helped out at the three-discipline
triathlon.
And as a group, we went there and they paid for our services for that.
Very good. All right. Well, it sounds like an interesting program, and I'm sure we'll have you back in. I know as we get closer to October, we'll have you back in to talk more about the raffle that you're planning.
So, sounds good.
Great.
It does indeed. A great program. H2O, Helping to Overcome. Jill Gould, the president. Bill Fleming, vice president of that organization. Thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.